and welcome back into another edition of the JMAC podcast. I say afternoon, but I'm not sure when you're listening to this. It could be the middle of the night. Whenever it is, I hope that things are going very well for you. As we tackle another very important question today, and it has to do with whether or not the President of the United States has been body snatched. Who is this man who appeared at a COVID-19 briefing yesterday? A man who didn't attack people, a man who gave reasoning and strong points for what he believes, a man who said, we need to set the example. Who is this strange person, and how do we keep them with us? That is the subject of today's podcast. But before we dive into that, I do want to remind you to become a patron of this broadcast. If you can afford $1 a month, $2 a month, $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever it takes, click on the link in the description to this podcast and help me be able to bring this fearless honesty to you every single day. And today is a very important podcast because what happens a lot of times when you have somebody who is a leader change their positions, you get claims of flip-flopper, or, you know, you were against them before and now you're against them because they finally came around to the right thing. I have this woman on Facebook who always says, well, you hated him when he did the other thing and now you hate him for doing the right thing. He just can't win. I want to make it very clear that is not my perspective here. I have lamented that the president has taken certain actions when it comes to COVID-19. I do not think he's been a leader. I do not think he has helped. But when he turns around and maybe realizes the error of his ways and decides to take a different path, and I agree with that path, that's not a reason to be angry with him. That's what being partisan would do. That's not a reason to attack him. That's a reason to celebrate. Anytime somebody comes around to the right conclusions, we ought to look at them and not say, well, you should have come up with it sooner. Well, you know what? He could have come up with it sooner. It might have saved lives. But when somebody comes to the right place, the last thing that we should be doing is attacking them. We should be applauding. We should be saying, finally, finally, we're in the right place and this is going to make a difference. And we should analyze what we're being told and see if we agree with it or not. So the question about whether or not the president has been body snatched, I have to tell you, I watched his briefing yesterday. He was calm. He was collected. At no time did he attack anybody except China. He kept calling it the China virus, which he likes to do, but he didn't attack anybody else. He gave strong reasons for what he wanted, for what he believed. He didn't just attack people who disagree with him. It was one of those situations where I just imagined to myself, man, if we could get this guy all the time, I know he's in there. I know he's in there. If we could just get him all the time. I don't know what we need to do. Some kind of intervention, an exorcism. Get the other person out. Maybe it's like Stranger Things where we need to expose him to extreme heat so that the other, whatever is possessing him, gets chased out. I don't know what it is. But we need to do something to keep this Trump around. Now, it starts with him deciding to have daily press briefings again. This is a good choice. This is a good decision when your economy is shut down. So I'm going to say good choice, Mr. President. Awesome job. And then there's always been a question about how he feels about masks and social distancing. So here he comes right at the beginning of the press briefing. And what does he say?
Thank you. We've had a tremendous week uniting the country in our fight against the China virus. I've reminded people of the importance of masks when you can't socially distance in particular. A strong message has been sent out to young people to stop going to crowded bars and other crowded places.
Strong messages. Wear masks. Stop going to crowded places. Social distance. This is something where there has not been clarity before from the president. Mr. President, thank you for bringing clarity to the issue. Now, he's talking about not having social gatherings. So the question comes into play, well, you're planning this huge convention and you've been adamant that you're going to have this convention in Jacksonville, even though that's a hotspot for the virus. You've shown no desire whatsoever to reschedule it or to approach it differently. But Body Snatch Trump comes out, and what does he say?
This afternoon, my political team came to me and laid out our plans for the convention in Jacksonville, Florida. It's a place I love. I love that state. The drawings look absolutely beautiful. I never thought we could have something look so good so fast with everything going on. And everything was going well, a tremendous list of speakers, thousands of people wanting to be there, and I mean, in some cases, desperately be there. They wanted to attend, people making travel arrangements all over the country, they wanted to be there. The pageantry, the signs, the excitement were really, really top of the line. But I looked at my team and I said, the timing for this event is not right. It's just not right with what's happened recently, the flare-up in Florida. To have a big convention, it's not the right time. It's really something that, for me, I have to protect the American people. That's what I've always done. That's what I always will do. That's what I'm about.
I mean, this is amazing. This is right where he's supposed to be, but very different than when he had that rally in Tulsa. Very different than things he said in the past. And again, we need to recognize when he has landed in the right place. He even went so far as to say, we need to set an example.
We have to be vigilant. We have to be careful. And we also have to set an example. I think setting the example is very important. It's hard for us to say we're going to have a lot of people packed in a room and then other people shouldn't do it. Don't forget, we're talking about schools. And we want them to be vigilant, and we're saying open, and then we're saying, here you have a big room. But I also, if you notice, I said where bars are crowded, where other things are crowded. Well, there's nothing more crowded than a convention. A convention, I mean, you've seen them. And even though you try and keep people away from each other, it's just not that kind of a thing. They probably can't do that. It just doesn't work for them. So it's very hard. So I think we're setting an example by doing it. It's very important.
I love this guy. I love set an example guy Trump. President Guy Man. I love this guy. Now, he did say they are going to get together to have the delegates vote.
So I told my team it's time to cancel the Jacksonville, Florida component of the GOP convention. We'll be starting in North Carolina for the Monday, as has always been planned. We were never taking that off. That's remaining as it is. The delegates are going to get together. That's where they do their nomination. So the delegates are going to North Carolina. And they'll be doing the nomination. And we're going to do some other things with tele-rallies and online the week that we're discussing, which will be really good. I think we're going to do it well. And I'll still do a convention speech in a different form, but we won't do a big, crowded convention per se. It's just not the right time for that. I care deeply about the people of Florida and everywhere else, frankly, in this country and even in the world, who would be coming into the state, and I don't want to do anything to upset it.
Amazing. He's right on. He struck the correct tone and really, I think, is setting the example, finally, that he is talking about. The biggest criticism against him is that he says one thing and does another, or he just outright says something that goes against the facts and the science and the conventional wisdom. Or one of the other things that really frustrates me about this president is when there's a time when he can explain something, in a clear, reasonable way that could change hearts and minds. Instead of doing that, he will just attack people. So he'll say, people that don't want kids to go back to school, you just don't want them to go back to school because you don't want me to get elected. And you think that'll affect the election. Instead of making a case as to why the kids should go back to school. So now here's body snatched President Trump out of nowhere, actually giving clear reasons why the kids need to go back to school.
Today, I want to provide an update on the actions we're taking to support the safe reopening of America's schools. Parents around the world who have had their children home for the last few months have a greater appreciation for the fact that teachers are essential workers, that they're essential to our children's future. Our goal is to protect our teachers and students from the China virus while ensuring that families with high risk factors can continue to participate from home. Very important. The American Academy of Pediatrics has released guidance recommending that schools reopen. It said, quote, lengthy time away from school and associated interruption of supportive services often results in a social isolation, making it difficult for schools to identify and address important learning deficits, as well as child and adolescent physical and sexual abuse, substance abuse, depression, and suicidal ideation. This in turn places children and adolescents at considerable risk of morbidity and of some cases mortality. Beyond the educational impact and social impact of school closures, there's been a substantial impact on food security and physical activity for children and for families. So that's very important. And there's a...
You know, I've decided, I really like it when a president sounds presidential. Don't you? It kind of feels good. Kind of feels like, you know, maybe this guy knows what he's talking about. Maybe we should follow what he's saying because he's explaining, he's giving us reasons why kids need to go back to school. But in the past, he's said all schools must open. And in fact, he's threatened to take away funding from schools that don't open. Well, body snatch Trump kind of came out with a different opinion.
In cities or states that are current hotspots, and you'll see that in the map behind me, districts may need to delay reopening for a few weeks, and that's possible. That'll be up to governors. The decision should be made based on the data and the facts on the grounds in each community, but every district should be actively making preparations to open.
Decisions made upon data and facts on the ground. What a concept. What an amazing concept. And now to the issue of President Trump saying, I'm going to withhold funds from schools that don't open. He presented a completely different idea in this press briefing. Listen to this.
$105 billion to schools as part of the next coronavirus relief bill. This funding will support mitigation measures such as smaller class sizes, more teachers and teacher aides, repurposing spaces to practice social distancing, and crucially, mask wearing. This money is in addition to the $30 billion we secured for schools and universities earlier this year. That money we have, some is distributed and some is not distributed. If schools do not reopen, the funding should go to parents to send their child to public, private, charter, religious, or home school of their choice. The key word being choice. If the school is closed, the money should follow the student, so the parents and families are in control of their own decisions. So we'd like the money to go to the parents of the student. This way they can make the decision that's best for them.
Now, that's a very interesting idea, one that I'll have to think about and get back to you on. But he's offering more money to schools who can't open, not less money. What an amazing concept. Now, seriously, this is the president that I hope for. Now, it could very well be that by the time I post and publish this podcast, that the president that we're used to will have returned via his Twitter or via another press briefing. But I want you to know and understand that it is possible for him to make his case, for him to set an example, for him to follow facts and science, and for him to take politics out of the equation. That's what he did during this press briefing. It needs to be recognized for the good that it is, and that it is the right tone, the right attitude, and the right example. So I, for one, am thanking the president for this reversal. And I hope that he continues down this path. Maybe he's seeing that the poll numbers are so bad that he's got to take this more presidential tone. I don't know. I know a lot of you are going to respond in the comments and say, J-Mac, just wait until tomorrow. He'll be back to his old ways. Well, that's typically what has happened the day after I've celebrated something that he has done. But again, if we just sit back and say, oh, it's about time and you've been wrong this whole time, then that takes away from the message that is being shared. And this is the right message. This is the right tone. And we need to be thankful for it and celebrate it. And if we do, maybe, now just maybe, we'll hear more of it.